San Diego to require property owners announce any intent to sell to preserve affordable housing. San Diego officials endorsed a plan November 16 that would preserve the city's estimated 23,000 affordable rental units for lower-income residents. During the Thursday meeting of the city's Land Use and Housing Committee, councilors unanimously approved a motion that would direct the city's Housing Commission to draft an ordinance for such to be presented in early 2025 for approval. The ordinance would require owners of multifamily properties with five or more units to notify the city, affordable housing developers, or tenant groups when they intend to sell. The requirement aims to ensure any such housing units aren't sold and replaced by market-rate housing, giving affordable developers and the city first right of refusal for the properties. If we are losing existing affordable housing units at the same time we are adding affordable housing, then we are spinning our wheels, Councilmember Stephen Whitman said during the meeting. A San Diego Housing Commission study from 2020, which sparked the discussion at the time, revealed the city was on track to lose 210 rent-restricted units each year until 2040. Mr. Whitman said if the trend continued, it would worsen the city's homeless situation. The lack of affordable housing is a real bottleneck in addressing our homelessness crisis. We are moving 8 people a day out of homelessness and into housing. But if unaffordable rents are forcing people out of housing and into homelessness, then again, we're spinning our wheels, he said. Councilwoman Vivian Moreno said the construction of new homes isn't keeping up with demand, while some deed-restricted, meaning homes capped from rent increases, are set to expire, citing an urgency for the council's decision. As we speak, there are over 6,600 deed-restricted units set to expire by 2033. I don't think we could afford to lose any of them if we want a chance at providing enough housing to meet the needs of San Diegans of all income levels, she said. Even at full speed, the earliest the city could adopt the ordinance wouldn't be until 2025, with some blaming the slow-paced governmental process. Unfortunately, this is the pace of government, said Councilman Joe LaCava during the meeting. Under current California law, when rent restrictions are set to expire, owners of such properties are required, 3 years prior, to notify tenants and local agencies. At 1 year, they must also notify those interested in keeping the affordability requirements, such as non-profit or for-profit affordable housing developers. Under the proposed ordinance, owners of such properties would instead first notify interested parties that would keep the affordability for at least another 30 years, giving them a chance at making first offers. Owners would be allowed to counteroffer. The ordinance would give the city first dibs on properties. To help incentivize and finance the acquisition of such properties, councilors have also asked Mayor Todd Gloria for an additional $3.3 million in next year's budget for an affordable housing preservation fund, which could double with state matching funds. One speaker during the meeting said the ordinance would help protect against real estate investors looking to make a quick profit from purchasing such properties by giving those interested in keeping rents affordable first priority. The city needs to make the effort to preserve existing affordable units whenever possible. Expiring covenants should not be an opportunity for any entity to engage in real estate arbitrage at the public expense, said Satomi Rash Ziegler, managing director of the San Diego Imperial County's Labor Council, which represents working families in the counties and advocates for higher wages and affordable housing. Some during the meeting advocated for penalties for those who don't follow the proposed ordinance, if it is ultimately enacted. But others, such as the Director of Public Affairs for the San Diego County Apartment Association, Molly Kirkland, said the city should just focus on rewarding good actors. Instead of assuming that there's going to be non-compliance and a need for penalties, we should start with focusing on training and mentoring until data shifts otherwise, she said. She additionally said councilors including the funding in budget priorities would be a vital part of the incentive-based approach. But others said the ordinance could be more restrictive. It could go further, but this is a wonderful place to start, said AJ Estrada, political director for the San Diego Building and Construction Trades Council, which represents 30,000 workers over 22 unions. Many others raised concerns, saying focusing on owners of rent-restricted properties wasn't enough, since the majority of current low-cost rentals in the city would not have the same requirements under the proposed new ordinance. According to the Housing Commission's 2020 report, only 14% of the city's multifamily housing is rent-restricted, while 64% would be exempt from the ordinance. For this reason, I and others strongly recommend that the framework extend its coverage to encompass all multifamily residential buildings, said one speaker during public comment. Several other speakers agreed. Councilman LaCava said the city should prioritize first getting the ordinance passed before possibly beefing it up. I'm certainly not opposed to that. However, it's a pretty big lift just to get this initial ordinance on the books, and to make sure that we're getting it right, he said.